It is Friday, November 23rd. Let's talk PlayStation. So just an FYI, because it's the Thanksgiving weekend, and this will be even more of a problem come December, but a lot of publishers, developers, they're going on holiday leave, all the folks in the games industry. So we may not have major news stories or leaks or rumors to talk about in the coming weeks, but for now, at least, we do have some things to talk about. First up, I actually want to talk just some quick PlayStation sales. I want to do a separate video, but then I thought, I don't really have the time for that, so I just want to post it up real quick in Let's Talk PlayStation. If you're in the U.S. or actually in the United Kingdom, Sony's running some pretty good deals up until the 26th, mind you, but I would have to imagine you're still going to see these pop up in mid-December or later December, or they're probably still going to just keep going because that's just what Sony does. But you can get a PlayStation 4 bundle for $200, typically with a game. There's a Spider-Man bundle that's really hot right now. PlayStation VR, really good bundles there. You're seeing most PlayStation VR bundles for $200 with some games included. That's a great deal for VR. But the one I'm really looking forward to, well, and the sale's going on now, but it's DualShock 4 controllers. I hate paying $60+ for these controllers, and I love the fact that there's so many different colorways, but I hate paying that much money for them. Well, a lot of them are on sale for $40. In the United Kingdom, I think they're going for like £35. And same with those other bundles, like £180, if I'm not mistaken. But some good deals. You know, I'm sure a lot of you guys are already searching for the things that you're trying to get, because it is very hectic going on out there. Anyway, the first actual news story. If you remember in early February, Sony did a collaboration with Nike and Paul George for a PlayStation shoe. Well, they're doing that again with the PG 2.5. And this is more of a original PlayStation theme shoe, has that kind of gray colorway, looks very cool. But as mentioned in that other February shoe, if you're at all interested in getting this shoe, you might have to understand that shoe fanatics are quite crazy with this stuff. It's very much like a console launch in very low supply. If you have any intentions of buying these things, you better be very prepared because they sell out very quickly, usually. So I would almost like temper your expectations here and just pretty much submit to the fact that you may not get a hold of these things because they will get bought up right away and the resale value will probably also be pretty high. Now, this next story really caught my eye from this past week, and it's another PSN horror story where a PlayStation Network user got banned for an offensive name. They try to get their name back, and of course it's a nightmare because this is a big issue, particularly on PSN, not just Xbox Live or Twitter or, you know, whatever. That's not really a huge issue with those services, but it's a big deal on PSN because up until recently, you couldn't change your PSN ID. So if you got banned, you were pretty much SOL. And there are very few cases where Sony could really help somebody out in the case of a PSN getting banned, and let's say it was a mistake by accident. Usually they can get their name back, but then they either lose digital purchases or trophies or whatever. Usually the Sony support team, it's out of their hands because there was no actual change ID function. So something gets lost usually. Anyway, this is like the same scenario here. So basically this guy had a name, and the name in particular on the surface may not seem offensive or bad, but actually this is more of a derogatory term to the Jewish community. And this was unbeknownst to this particular gentleman. His name actually is loosely translated to Enrique. And, he genuinely didn't know. And he was actually genuinely sorry about it as well. He didn't want to offend anybody or what have you. He just wants to get his name changed, and that'll be the end of it. This guy went through hell, apparently. He went through many Sony representatives. The Sony support chat ended up denying him at one point because he kept putting in too many requests, and it just said, oh, we're not helping you. Try calling us again. Various supervisors telling him there's nothing they can do. They're not going to help him. They recommend starting a new ID. The typical not getting any help nonsense. Then, actually, the recent update was yesterday on Thanksgiving where somebody finally contacted him. It was a PlayStation team manager, and he was quoted as saying on the phone, "Hi, Enrique. First off, I'd like to apologize for everything. We caught wind and saw what you posted and said online, and I can assure you we got to work on it as soon as possible. We set up a quick meeting at the office, and trust me, we had an interesting conversation, especially as it's Thanksgiving. But I'm glad to inform you that your account is fully reactivated. I'd like to apologize on behalf of all of us. You can keep your current online ID as we realize we made a mistake." Now, I don't have to tell you why this story is ridiculous. I mean, I'm happy that there was a good outcome. And the guy has even said he still plans on changing his ID once Sony actually rolls out the feature to change your ID. Which, by the way, that was another thing they said prior to helping him was that, oh, well, try calling us in a few months when the feature's available. That is hilarious to me. But this is borderline ridiculous, and the reason why is because great that it worked out for him, but nobody should have to go through this kind of headache to try and get something as simple as getting your account back when it was quite honestly done in an error. And, you know, you can argue that whatever system they have in place to catch this, or maybe he was reported on PSN, however it was triggered for him to get his account banned, because he said that he's had hundreds of thousands of dollars bought on PSN prior, so he's been active on PlayStation Network already for a while now, up until the system flagged him or he got caught in some way, shape, or form. So you can argue that the ID, you know, is offensive and it should have been caught right off the bat, but when you try to resolve it or respond to it or dispute it, and you have to go through this many jumps and loopholes and make a fuss online, and basically you have to have a viral Reddit thread for this to have the attention of a higher-up manager that can solve this for you. That's ridiculous. And even when we do have the changing online ID feature, I don't necessarily think this problem is going to go away, because it seems like there's constant stories about Sony support team just flat out not being any help at all. And there's always been that sort of excuse of, well, maybe there's not a whole lot they can do because the network that is currently in place just doesn't allow ID name changes. And I can see that point, but something tells me that this is still going to be an issue once we have firmware 6.10 that allows name changes. So if you didn't see this past Monday, I uploaded a video about PlayStation 5 and a current rumor going around about one Reddit user in particular correctly leaked that Sony was going to be skipping E3 2019, which made us look at all of his other posts about PS5. Because there's now some credibility there. Well, anyway, in that video, one leak in particular, one suggestion was that Anthem, coming out February 22nd, 2019, was going to get delayed. It wasn't going to hit that release date. And there was other claims in there that the game isn't looking good on current-gen consoles, and it's being developed on PlayStation 5, and this, that, and the other. And sure, that sounds true or whatever, but the actual news story here is that the executive producer of the game has come out to kind of reassure people that, hey, he posted on Twitter, it's still going to come out February 22nd, 2019. Now, first things first, under any circumstance, any developer, publisher, anybody related or on the project, they are never going to confirm something like that in response to a rumor or speculation. They're not going to be like, oh, hey, by the way, that thing you saw online, it's true. Never going to happen. They're always going to do a press release, a blog post, something. It's going to be on their terms. So they will never acknowledge something like that. Doesn't mean the game's going to get delayed or it's not going to get delayed. Just saying they're always going to deny it up front. If it's going to get delayed, they'll do it later. The thing I wanted to bring up in particular about this is that if the game gets delayed, that adds a further layer of credibility to that particular rumor from the Reddit user RuthNickCookie, who once again did correctly guess the... Well, he didn't guess. He leaked it prior, and it turned out to be true. He even called it, saying that Sony is going to announce it the next day. He clearly has a credible source close to the games industry. Of course, all the other things he said in relation to PlayStation 5, which keep in mind, having those kind of details about a next-generation console, that's somebody very close to the project, which means it's very hard for those details to leak out. You know, the circumstances of being closely, you know, working on that kind of project, it's very sealed tight, usually, of course. I mean, things do happen, so just keep in mind, now it's more of a waiting game, because I don't think we're going to get PlayStation 5 official news sooner than, say, Anthem getting delayed. If Anthem's going to get delayed, it's going to come before any sort of PlayStation 5 news, so now it's kind of a waiting game. If we see Anthem get delayed, once again, we can kind of look at that video and really kind of size up those claims, which is that a $500 PS5 price tag, the Ryzen 8 core, the camera sensor on DualShock 5, the PlayStation VR 2 breaker box being put in the PlayStation 5, late PS4 backwards compatibility, and again, you can kind of look at that video to get the minutiae of if you didn't see it, but the video got a lot of views, so most of you probably did see it at this point. Anyway, just keep in mind, keep your eyes peeled on Anthem. If it gets delayed, now it's getting really juicy. For our next news story, Microsoft-owned studio Inxile Entertainment is still releasing PS4 games. So for context, because we don't talk about Xbox news on Let's Talk PlayStation, obviously, earlier in November, Microsoft actually acquired the studio Inxile Entertainment, and they're, you know, a somewhat smaller independent studio. They've released a number of games throughout the years, but they've got two titles coming up, which is The Bard's Tale 4 and Wasteland 3, and these games were slated to come to PlayStation 4. Now, when the studio was acquired, of course, it's kind of up in the air. Oh, well, are they still going to release for PlayStation 4? Well, the studio head has reassured us just recently that their games will still come to PlayStation 4. And I guess the kind of thing to kind of talk about here is that, well, they were in the midst of developing PlayStation 4 versions, so they're not going to just flat out cancel their games. Like Compulsion Games, for example, was announced to be acquired by Microsoft, and they still released We Happy Few because the game was well into development at that point. They're not going to sort of throw away that work. They'll release the game. It's still software. It still sells, and now Microsoft will see some of that money as a parent company. So, yeah, when these games are finished up being in development, they will still release on PlayStation 4. Not that these are particularly big or interesting titles to some people. I mean, maybe to a few people. But if you do have a PS4 and you're interested in these two games in particular, they will still come to PS4. The caveat here is that, well, once these games are wrapped up, they're probably going to go to exclusivity with Microsoft. You would have to assume. It's just a matter of, like, when they are bought up at that sort of time of, like, working on a multi-platform title, yeah, they're still going to... There's almost never really a case of them canceling a project like that right in between the sort of getting acquired stage. You know what I mean? The one like outlier here is that like when Microsoft acquired Mojang Studio, a lot of people were like, oh my God, Minecraft's going to get taken off of PlayStation. They're going to stop selling the game, which at the time it was like, all right, well, Minecraft's a very big, substantial IP. Microsoft would make way more money keeping the game on PlayStation, keeping the game supported on PlayStation, and releasing various iterations of Minecraft and spin-offs of Minecraft on PlayStation because, well, it's still software, it's still money. You keeping the game off PlayStation and trying to encourage more hardware sales, that wouldn't even be remotely close to the amount of money they would just make selling the software on PlayStation. So that Minecraft's a bit of an outlier because of how big the IP is. But something in this scenario where, you know, it's a smaller studio, and same with Compulsion, same with Ninja Theory, they're not going to release major groundbreaking, well, they could, certainly, but for sake of argument, they don't have groundbreaking IP that exists today where it's like, you'd just be better off keeping it multi-platform. So those developers, once they wrap up their PS4 projects, are going to go exclusive with Microsoft, which is totally understandable. Something else I'd like you to understand is that I'd like to talk Plus. That's right. Oh, the segue was too good on that one. Or too bad. You be the judge. Let's Talk Plus, the weekly Let's Talk PlayStation giveaway where one of you could win a $10 PlayStation Network code. I'd like to congratulate Kyle Boyette for winning this week's $10 PSN code. Congrats, Kyle. I'll contact you on Twitter this weekend. Respond to me and I'll send you your code. If you would like to win a $10 PlayStation Network code, let me pay for your games. Let me do it. Follow the link down below to the Gleam website, excuse me. You can subscribe to the channel for an entry. You can follow on Twitter for an entry. You could retweet for an entry. You could follow on Twitch for an entry. I swear I'm going to stream at some point. And the day I do, it'll be glorious. I mean, I did like a while ago, but it's just so intermittent that you really can't bank on me doing it that frequently. But those are some of the news stories I want to talk about with you guys from this past week. So I've been teasing this a lot on Twitter, but I got a very cool video coming up very soon. Well, cool I think is pretty subjective. This is like the coolest and yet the stupidest video I think I've ever done, but it's coming. I'll release it this Tuesday. This Tuesday at 10 a.m. EST. Stay tuned to the channel. Very, like, none of you are going to probably guess what the hell this is. I spent a few weeks working on this. Such a dumb video, but it was fun to film. I think some of you will probably find it pretty humorous. Help your boy out sharing it around a lot too. Send it to some friends or whatever, because it is kind of so stupid that I think it's just going to get lost in the mists of YouTube metrics and SEO, because it's not even remotely close to being relevant, but it was so cool that I had to do it. Or it was such an interesting idea that I think I had to follow through with it, and now I'm kind of wondering why the hell did I do it, but whatever, you watch it, you be the judge. Anyway, that concludes this week's episode of Let's Talk PlayStation. I'm Ryan Benecki. Thank you all so much for talking with me, and I will see you guys next Friday.